Okay, when this man took the stage, shut up for a second. Hey, this is quiet. Or we bring on the next act, please. When this man took to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry in 1945, he was playing a kind of music which had never been played before. He, by a combination of playing mandolin on the offbeat, playing the tunes faster, and by singing the tunes in a higher register than any man had ever done before, he actually started a new kind of music that had never been heard before, and this was quite a hit on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. They didn't know what it was called, but all of a sudden there were bands all over the country that started playing it. They heard Bill on the Grand Ole Opry and WSM radio show on Saturday nights, and bands popped up, as I said, all over the country playing this music. They didn't know what it was called, but when they asked the bands what they're playing, they said, oh, we don't know, we're just playing like the bluegrass boys. That's why it came to be known as bluegrass music. Of course, the rest is history, and it's the history of music that has been created by one man, and that is why he's called the father of bluegrass, and that's why, truly, this is one of the greatest honors of my life to be able to introduce from Nashville, Tennessee, on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Thank you.